Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is the Blythe Family Team with CBS Home Real Estate in Omaha, Nebraska. Last year, they closed 128 transactions with a total sales volume of $24 million. Their average sales price was $187,000, of which 54% were buyers and 46% were sellers. They have a six-member team, three team agents, one showing agent inspection specialist, one administrative assistant, and one team leader. The Blythe Real Estate Team is a father-mother-son team. Father Brent has been an agent for 28 years, mother Lisa for 12 years, and son Chad for 6 years. In this call, Brent and Chad talk about getting a fast start with limited funds, the key to working successfully with your family members, why telephone prospecting is the fastest, cheapest, most profitable way to generate leads and build the foundation of your business, how to cultivate your past clients and sphere of influence, why 76% of their business is by repeat and referrals, and the simple annual marketing plan they use to make it happen, the script and approach for calling your past clients and sphere of influence, the importance of systems and how to create them, why you want to establish your daily schedule, the value of a coach, networking clubs to build relationships and give and get professional referrals, why you might want to hire an inspection specialist, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Brent and Chad.
Thank you, Mike. We're glad to be here.
Thank you.
Good to have you both here. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate. Let's start with Brent.
Oh, wow, it's been so long. This is coming up on my 29th year of selling real estate, so it's definitely a while back. Really kind of how I've got involved into real estate was kind of through the back door in a lot of ways. I started buying investment property because I read the books on how to get rich and what you can do, and everything kept talking about owning, 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 and so I thought, all right, I'm going to start buying investment properties. Unfortunately, I was young and overly ambitious and went kind of nuts, and I started purchasing in low-income areas, so I kind of bypassed the location theme, and we started purchasing those, and after a while, we'd buy them and couldn't get them sold, and I was using another agent at the time. I was just purchasing them, so we kept them as tenants and occupied, and then one time we sold one through one of the special financing programs, made quite a bit of profit, so was pretty excited about that. Made the mistake of talking about that with my boss of the company I worked for. I was in a sales job there, and they decided to give me a pink sheet saying that if I didn't give them 120% of my effort, then I would be let go, even though that year I was in the top sales of the company and won a trip to Hawaii, which definitely didn't sit real well with me. So I bought another rental house every month for the next 12 months, a little rebellious, I guess. So that wasn't a good thing, though, even though it sounds like it might be, because eventually we got in trouble financially with owning that many. I did leave that company, of course, and that's when I said I can sell these myself and got my real estate license. And after a period of time, I needed more money. I says, I better start selling houses besides just my own. And so I started selling full time with my license, and that's where my real estate career started.
It sounds like you got a little upside down, or things didn't quite work out the way that you wanted on the investment side. Is that true?
That is true. They were all in lower income areas. Bought them with 75% to 80% refinancing. We would buy them really cheap, fix them up enough to get financing, refinance them, and then put tenants in them. And then in 1986, the tax law changed, and boy, that market just really dumped. And we ended up owing well over $100,000 when we got out of them.
So you ended up selling them at a loss, you licked your wounds, and then you jumped into the brokerage side.
Yeah, we had two attorneys tell us we should file bankruptcy. We did not. We just kept working harder and harder to overcome it, and eventually got caught up, paid all that off, and kept moving forward. You look back at what's happening in the housing market now and people just walking away from their house, might have been easier, but I still feel good about taking care of the debt.
Chad, how did you get into the business? How long ago did you get into the business? What were you doing before this business?
I have been selling real estate for about 6 years now. I was licensed in 2009. And it was kind of a shoe-in for me with both my father, Brent, and my mother, Lisa, being in real estate. And I actually kind of fought it for several years before that. When I got out of high school, went to college for a little bit, realized I'd rather be in the working field. So I actually jumped into the restaurant industry for about 8 years, which I thought was very good before real estate because I learned a lot about customer service, taking care of people. But after a while, realized that that wasn't fulfilling a need that I had, which was taking care of people on a long-term scale and helping them, you know, build assets and equity and help their families ultimately. The restaurant didn't quite do that for me, but after a couple years of doing it, I started looking at different industries that I could get into, and Dad had kind of planted in the back of my mind, you know, you should consider real estate when you're ready. We don't want you when you're young and if you're not ready, but if you think about it, you might like it. So after, you know, a couple years of giving that thought, I decided to go ahead and get my license. And started out with them and haven't looked back since.
Let's make sure everybody knows where you're at. Where is Omaha, Nebraska located?
It's funny. Some people just don't know where that's at. We're on the eastern border of Nebraska, the largest city in Nebraska, population about 450,000. The metro area is almost 1 million because just south of it is Bellevue and Papillion. Papillion's been in several articles as one of the top 4 places in the U.S. to live in, but it's kind of, you talk about bedroom communities, it might be similar, but it's just south of Omaha connected, and then Bellevue, of course, we have a military base there with Offutt Air Force Base, and we work a lot of business through the military in that location. It's a great, great area, great community, and then you take the surrounding areas, it's a pretty decent amount, but if you look at, if people don't know where Nebraska is, just look at Kansas City and go about 3 hours to the north drive, about 200 miles north. It's a little bit northwest, and we're just up above Kansas City.
Please describe your current real estate market.
Yeah, it's been a really, really good market this year. Last year was good. This was a little bit better. What we saw is in 2014, our average price in the MLS sell was about 188, and it jumped to 198,000 this year. Our market time went from 51 days to 2015 to 35 days. So we have very strong, what you'd consider a seller's market at this point in time. So we're seeing pretty traditional Midwest values. You're going to see the new construction is going to be 2 stories and ranches. Those are predominant. There's still a lot of new construction that's coming in with what I call starter style homes, and there'll be split entries, ranches, not too many raised ranches, but multi-levels are still being built. This town was built a lot of what we call split entries, where you walk in the front door and you go down 6 steps, you're on a platform, or you go up 6 steps, and that's the levels are kind of just split right there when you walk in, so we call it a split entry. Great, strong market. Of course, everybody knows Warren Buffett is from Omaha, so that gets a little bit of recognition. He lives here. In fact, at one time, I knocked on his door. Didn't even know it was his house many years ago. He didn't answer the door, but I had a buyer looking in the area, and I was out prospecting trying to find someone thinking about selling. Well, he never did sell. It's still there, and he still lives there. So.
Sure.
But later on, I found out whose house it was. I went, oh, interesting.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you're selling kind of in the middle of the market. You're selling the average home?
We are. With the existings, we pretty much take all price points. I mean, I've sold over $1 million houses, not a lot, because there aren't a lot of those here. There's more and more starting to develop up to that time, and appreciation will start to do that. This last year, we sold a lot of $300,000 to $600,000, but our bread and butter market in Omaha is probably the 130 to 175 range, and that's just the largest majority of houses fall in that price range, largest majority of buyers available out there looking are in that price range, so it's a hot market time frame. Our average, like, it's somewhere around 184. What's interesting is our sellers' listings were lower than our buyers this last year. It's kind of fun to watch your numbers and see where that's trending. Our buyers almost averaged 195,000 average, so we went above average there, but our listings were lower. So I look at that as selling someone's house, and then they buy a bigger house, so that's a positive thing in the marketplace.
Well, Brent, let's flash back, I think it's 28, almost 29 years ago. When you first got started that first year, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
Actually, the first year was fairly decent. I had a really good manager when I joined CBS Home Real Estate. Actually, it was CBS Real Estate back then. Later on, Home Real Estate and CBS converged and was bought out by basically a Warren Buffett, Home Services of America. So we're a Warren Buffett company now. But at the time, it was an individually owned local company. And so I started there. In the first year there, I did get award of top agent of the year. Me and one other guy had sold, it's kind of funny, you look back then, I think $1.6 million, and that was awarded at that time. Today, you know, that's a low month for us, so it's kind of interesting to look at the,
sure,
the volume changes, but the price points are also changing as well. And so I got started with this manager who basically did the, I just went blank on the guy's name, Sweat Hogs program. And do you remember the name of the guy that ran that program?
Floyd Wickman.
Yeah, that's who it was. Yep. We did the Sweat Hog program. So he actually officiated it because he had taken the class. And every day we had to come in and sit with that manager. And then he would give us an assignment and go out. And we were supposed to make contacts, make calls, knock doors, whatever it took, till we got an appointment. If we got an appointment at 9:30 a.m., we had permission to take the rest of the day off, which was interesting back then. So we followed that, and it actually, it's amazing. If you got an appointment a day, you're doing pretty good in this business.
Do you recall how many closings you had that first year?
I do not know, and I didn't keep good records all that from back then, but I would imagine most of the property was under $100,000, so it probably would have been 12, 15, 20 at the most.
Not a bad start. Chad, you had a little bit of a benefit that your folks were already in the business when you jumped in. So how did your first year go?
Actually, I consider it fairly slow, although, you know, I guess it's all perspective. I did about $1.2 million my first year. I sold 12 units, which I thought was a little bit of a slow start. One of the big benefits of being with family is you get to learn a lot on how to handle things, how to handle people. But one of the downsides is you do not get to sell to their sphere. You do not get to sell to their family. So all of those were pretty much cold calls that I had drummed up my first year.
Let's jump into today. Let's talk about your sales this year. This year, it's 2015. We're almost to the end. How many homes have you sold so far this year?
This year is our best year ever. We've been increasing. 2 years ago, we sold about 124 houses. And then last year, it dropped a little to about 106, but our averages went up. And this year, we're looking at 130. By the time we finish out the year, we're getting close to that. Of course, this is December. So it's going to be our best year ever and about $24 million in sales.
It dipped a little bit last year. Do you know why that happened?
You know, I'm not real sure. Sometimes you can get plateaued in prospecting. For about 5 years, I joined the Mike Ferry coaching program, and I prospected 2 hours every single day, developing our business from 40 to 80, and then we kind of went up over the 100 now. We've been over the 100 the last 4 or 5 years in a row. And a little bit content when it came in. The money was good. The lifestyle was good. The systems we had set up were doing pretty well. And the desire to do a whole lot more, I figured it's hard to work 8 days a week, and we're already working 6 to 7. So I kind of slowed down in that growth process, and that's when we started brainstorming the last year or two of developing a bigger team so that we could have more lifestyle. So I think part of that last year was just a catch-up year, and you know, we just didn't push ourselves like we should have. It was just kind of a coasting year, and then we kind of looked up and went, whoop, we didn't do as good as last year. Let's regroup and start putting some new implementations into the system.
And Britt, before I forget, how many homes have you sold in your career?
Chad asked me that as well when we were getting ready for this interview. I have not kept track of all of that because for a while it was part-time and then full-time. I probably never sold less than, other than the first year, 20 or 25. And after that, we probably went 10, 15 years at 25 to 40 a year. And then in the last...
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.